Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Burkina Faso's army said on Monday it had ousted President Roch Kabore, suspended the constitution, dissolved the government and the National Assembly, and closed the country's borders. The announcement cited the deterioration of the security situation and what the army described as Kabore's inability to unite the West African nation and effectively respond to challenges, which include an Islamist insurgency. Read by an officer on state television, the announcement said the takeover had been carried out without violence and that those detained were at a secure location. Kabore's whereabouts were unknown on Monday, with conflicting accounts of his situation. Army coups have also toppled governments over the past 18 months in Mali and Guinea, and the military also took over in Chad last year after President Idriss Deby died fighting rebels on the battlefield in the country's north. Landlocked Burkina Faso, one of West Africa's poorest, despite being a gold producer, has experienced numerous coups since independence from France in 1960. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a statement, quote, strongly condemns any attempted takeover of government by the force of arms in Burkina Faso and calls on the coup leaders to lay down their weapons. The broadcast came after 2 days of confusion and fear in the capital, where shooting erupted at army camps on Sunday, with soldiers demanding more resources for their fight against Islamist militants. Intense gunfire was heard in the area around Kabore's residence overnight. Find more on this and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Monday the embassies of Germany and Australia had told it of plans to withdraw some staff and dependents due to concerns on Russia, following similar decisions by Britain and the United States. Ukraine described such measures as premature. Russia has massed troops near the border with Ukraine, raising tensions with Western powers. Moscow has insisted it has no plans to invade. The British embassy in Ukraine said on Monday some staff and family members' dependents were being withdrawn from Kiev in response to, quote, a growing threat from Russia. The United States on Sunday ordered the departure of family members of staff at its embassy in Ukraine, citing a threat of military action from Russia. Police said a lone gunman opened fire Monday during a packed lecture at a university in southwestern Germany and wounded 4 people. One of them fatally before killing himself. The 18-year-old suspected gunman was a biology student at Heidelberg University, according to the regional chief of police. The precise motive for the attack was still being investigated, but the suspect was known to have suffered from a psychological illness in the past, he added. His body was found outside by officers, along with 2 firearms he had recently acquired abroad, and about 100 rounds of ammunition, said the chief. The shooting sparked a massive police response with more than 400 officers sent to the scene. On their first visit to Europe since returning to power, the Taliban held landmark talks with Western diplomats in Oslo on Monday over the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, a meeting the Islamist regime's delegation called, quote, an achievement in itself. The international community has, however, insisted the Taliban must respect human rights before aid can resume, as hunger threatens more than half of Afghanistan's population. Having accepted a controversial invitation from Norway, the Taliban were holding talks on Monday with representatives of the United States, France, Britain, Germany, Italy, the European Union, and Norway. Afghanistan's humanitarian situation has deteriorated drastically since last August, when the fundamentalists stormed back to power 20 years after being toppled. International aid came to a sudden halt, worsening the plight of millions of people already suffering from hunger after several severe droughts. No country has yet to recognize the Taliban regime, which hopes that meetings of this kind will help legitimize their government. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.